world in trouble. A call to young philosophers. Even though modern world appears to be spotted by cultural collapse, because of artificial intelligence, we can totally fix it. It will be fun because it requires light hiking, extremely easy because AI will take care of all the grunt work, and oh my, it has got to be the single most captivating thing in all history of humanity. Because every new page in your narrated books will contain new wisdom uncovered for you by artificial intelligence assistants. Whoa! Here is how it will work, what you have to do, and how you can support yourself while doing it. Above all, remember that the Southern Hemisphere has opposite seasons, and the closer to the equator, the warmer it gets. You should never feel hurried, or that seasons are changing too fast. A young philosopher is never late, and always on time. And she can control the seasons by simply traveling to nicer places. Sometimes adding a sprinkle of winter, as it is like topping on the cake of time. This sounds childish, only at first. You are being charged with becoming a great being and a great warrior, a protector of humankind. This is a task that will require decades of work. And it will carry on, perhaps for centuries after you retire. The spirit you will commit to your books will continue your work in the hands and ears of future generations. AI will make wisdom come at the speed of light. This is good for personalized books that need to deliver education fast, for people who have been tricked, sheltered, indoctrinated, or otherwise abused and require a precise learning plan. But, and in my personal opinion, your most powerful works will be slowed down and made more precious by your narration, and you can imagine how your voice will carry more across the centuries, how your spirit will be sequestered in it far more precisely than if you had a machine voice your books. There are two kinds of delivery that are exceptionally powerful. The personal one, where everyone can hear every bit of your voice, and the giggly group one, books performed by groups of friends that capture the fact that the most powerful of philosophers are the laughing ones, the giggly ones. If this sounds childish, please be careful. Never forget this idea, as you are yet to grow into it. Imagine a boy in the back of the classroom who has been devastated by politics, teachers, parents, and bullies. The sound of laughter of young Valkyries or Amazons explaining that collapsing a culture is an old hat, and that most of the greatest of thinkers were, in fact, initially betrayed, and that it is nothing to worry about. In fact, welcome to the club. This will completely restore him. The giggles of a cheerful group of powerful laughing philosophers is all the medicine that the whole world needs. It won't just cure his darkness and restore his spirit, but also surely lead him to become a powerful figure in philosophy and leadership. I'm going to be very clear now about the architecture of your works. You will use the power of artificial intelligence to write profound philosophical books for young people. And then use the beauty of your voice to have them listen, learn, and rise. You are creating two types of narrated books, the conventional type and the lecture style. Conventional narrated books cover travel and adventure, where AI helps you learn from your surroundings and create a story page by page. A walk in the woods is a breathtaking example. It has been years since I listened to the book, but I still giggle monthly about the size of Beulah's underpants. And I marvel almost daily at how Mr. Bryson brings wisdom to the world without the world noticing, like, at all. Whoa. Abstract books that tell a powerful story, sometimes unusual, and transport vast wisdom directly to the reader's mind. Here, Kafka's Metamorphosis is a fine example. It is not a sad book. Mr. Samsa does not die in the end. Oh, no. It is the image his parents created that is led to its final maximum. And of course, philosophy books. Here, you do not travel, and ideas are expressed in clear hierarchies, not abstract creatures or inventions. As a philosopher, you are not allowed to merely share wisdom, and you have to deliver it with the blows of a hammer. But a hammer, and at a power that makes Mjolnir look like baby's chew toy. My personal example is that of Christopher Hitchens' God is Not Great. I appreciate his work very much, but I have never read past the beginning and I never will. That is how you deliver philosophy and wisdom. Even if all you read is the beginning of the first part, it will make an impression for the duration of your existence. Yikes. The second format is narrated lectures, where optional support materials can be printed if that's what the listener wants. It is a 12-part breakdown, 12 lectures. It is basically a pyramid of knowledge. You lay down groundwork, and the lectures that follow tighten more and more towards the subject. You can't just narrate this one. You must speak as if to a classroom and use flashcards rather than a script. It is a presentation format where you speak freely and are not precise with words at all. The aim is to be friendly with concepts, but you do have to master them first. Like that saying goes, if you can't explain it simply, you don't know it well enough. Because you or the group of your friends are presenters, you must absolutely present the subjects in interesting ways. You must, in fact, become like Bill Bryson, a science popularizer. Oh, yeah. You can't just talk about astrophysics. You talk about UFOs and what aliens may look like. Nor can you describe black holes by talking about event horizon or Einstein-Rosen bridges. Instead, you talk about spaghettification. This is the format of the original university. So you must fascinate, and every lecture and set of lectures must be better than the previous. Make your works free for the people and other students, but license it for commercial use. If you haven't been practicing already, please understand that it may take up to a year to learn how to make AI do things the right way. It is not about prompt engineering where you ask carefully crafted questions. It is about chat engineering, engineering of the complete context of the conversation. Be mindful that the AI is improving, so once you get there, you will be even more powerful. And don't worry when an AI is not trained on all the books. The whole reason why you are writing new ones is because they weren't that great to begin with. Finally, do not hide the fact that humanity has been betrayed. All the children have to know that our parents have mistakenly destroyed the modern world by not propagating the wisdom that made it possible in the first place. This way, you ensure that as your readers grow, they won't make the same mistakes.